Yo, what's good, everyone? Welcome to another Jets episode of the Knicks, Jets, etc. podcast. It's Chiefs week. After what has it feels like it's week 8 of this season, but again, it's week now 23 of the 2023-2024 season. It really does feel like that. I feel like sitting in the rain last week just like reset my brain, man. It's just a typical Jet season, dude. All this hype, it's gone. But this was one of the big games here, Greg. This was the game where everything was going to change. The NFL was going to get their Mahomes-Rodgers matchup. This is the third time they scheduled it. It never happened. It's still never going to happen. But they were excited about it. Sunday Night Football, back to the 80s uniforms again, the old school logo on the helmets this week. Like, I think I'm starting to despise this jersey, right? Because all I'm thinking about is Aaron Rodgers Day. Now we're going to get smacked by the Chiefs. Oh. We'll get into all that. But what an interesting week, man. Because we have Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays on Pat McAfee. Comes out, yes. Tells the Jets fans to chill out after Joe Namath comes out on the radio and wants to trade Zach Wilson. Which, a great response by Aaron Rodgers, man. Like, what are you going to say? Like, literally, like, 15 weeks ago, this guy's giving up his unretired jersey for you. You say, nah, chill. And for good reason, because when he's wiling out by week 3, he wants to trade Zach Wilson for what? Like, what do you trade Zach Wilson for? Makes no sense. He's just yelling. He tells everyone to, honestly, to relax.
Yeah.
Says to Jet fans not to sell tickets this weekend. It depends on the weather, man. We'll see. We'll see how that goes. But last week was tough. What are your thoughts here, man? What are your thoughts coming into this week, Sunday Night Football? I rewatched the game. We'll get into a little bit of last week. We'll talk about the keys to this game. We'll talk about Trevor Siemian.
Yeah, just overall thoughts right now. It's just simply we have to be better. And that goes all aspects of the offense. That goes in some aspects of the defense, but we need better play calling on offense. We need a better game plan on offense, and we need to execute better on offense. Like, all three levels, we have to be better. I went back and watched some of the stuff too. I think the offensive line played better than what I gave them credit for in our rapid recap episode earlier this week. I still think Zach Wilson played okay. I know there were some open people. I know Garrett Wilson looks like he's open every single play because he's just that good, and I get it. But it's tough. It's just overall tough on offense. To your point, it's last season all over again, and we're going to have to stick through that for now unless something clicks for Zach, which maybe it can. It can happen in a hurry. Like, we saw it on that one drive. It can happen in a hurry. We saw it in Pittsburgh. It can happen in a hurry. Like, things can start moving in the right direction fast. And when they move in the right direction, it looks like what you want it to look like. The problem is that there's just it's so rare that you want to give up on the guy. So, like Aaron Rodgers said, you know, just relax, stop booing, get behind this team, and let's get going, because this is a huge test. I don't know how competitive we're going to be. It's all going to come down to Zach Wilson, how he plays.
Yo, what up, Mikey? I know he had a tough Sunday as well, contemplating life after this week. But listen, I know I'm a sicko. I rewatched the game. Zach Wilson, like you said, yeah, missed some players. I don't feel very confident with his third downs. However, he did convert, right? Like, not for most of the game, but when it mattered most, he started to convert. Like, there is something there. I know we've been saying that again for what feels like 22 weeks now. But it does feel like there is an improvement because he didn't make any turnovers. If he had any turnovers last game, and there were some close ones, one especially really early to throw to Garrett Wilson. If he had any turnovers last game, the game would have been over. It wouldn't have been close. right? So at least he's learning in that aspect of it. Everyone is freaking out on Twitter and all over, honestly, all over all media, saying how Zach Wilson should just throw it up. No, he shouldn't just throw it up, because last time he did that, he threw 3.5 interceptions, right, versus the Patriots, where he just run to the side and throw it up. Like, we don't want that. We want conservative football. We want to stay away from third and longs. I really do just want to run the ball, but maybe switch it up a little bit, throw on first down, then run on second down, run on third down. I'm okay with that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, 100%. Or throw it to the running back out of the backfield and first down.
Just get some intelligent play calling in here. Get Uzama less snaps. Get Rucker more snaps. I mean, I don't think that's really controversial at this point. I just want to see the Jets progress, right? I feel like last week they did progress from week two, right? Week one was a disaster. We won it somehow, but it was a disaster. Week two, terrible versus the Cowboys. Really terrible, right? Last week we improved versus the Patriots. Again, two really good defenses. Like, Cowboys, really good defense. Patriots, really good defense. It's not getting easier. We have the Kansas City Chiefs, but Kansas City Chiefs defense is not that great besides Chris Jones, right? And then it comes down to our offensive line. So rewatching that game, our O-line played pretty good, man. I'm scared of the red sleeves. I'm scared of Judon. I'm staring at him. AVT played pretty good. Like, he was our right tackle. You know, AVT is, I think, our new right tackle, which is hilarious. I think he's just officially our new right tackle. He did it last year. He's back.
Yeah.
He's really good. And he was stopping one of the best pass rushers in the league. So Tippmann played good. We're all asking for him. McGovern, okay. Like, Becton was great. Like, again, even rewatching, it was so scary to see him come out for that one play. Yeah. Billy Turner played okay.
You knew everything was okay, but it's still scary. But it's one of those things, man. It's one of those things where if those guys can stay healthy and those guys can play well, like, we might have something with this offensive line moving forward. And then again, it's still just the age old. We have to figure out the quarterback position. But if those three guys are solidified, left tackle, right tackle, center, for the next however many years, Becton's coming up. He's probably going to be a pretty cheap deal because of the injury concerns and the reliability. You know, we draft another couple linemen here and there. We might have a nice offensive line for the next 10, 15 years.
Didn't look so bad. I don't know.
Yeah, Michael was asking here, and I think that's a good point, because I've seen that people talk about it too on Twitter about the no turnovers, to your point, is an improvement if you look at it like that. But is he being more conservative with the football, or is he just scared to actually throw the ball? And he's self-sacking. He's going down, holding on the ball too long. It's causing this offensive line to look bad because he's holding on to the ball. I mean, I saw it on Twitter today. He, like, holds the ball for, I think, the longest in the league. It's like 6-something seconds or whatever. It's 5.6 seconds. Average hold time compared to, it should be like 2 or 3. So is he scared, John, or is he just being conservative?
I don't care if Zach Wilson's scared. I don't care if he's conservative because Nate Hackett is scared. I don't care who's scared. Yeah, sure, you want to play with confidence, but yo, just don't turn over the ball. Like, you want to play, I don't want him to play free and then forget his mechanics, you know what I mean, and then just start lobbing up the ball because he's just pointing. Like, no, the Kansas City Chiefs defense is weak. It's a weak defense, especially in the zone. You'd be able to hit your guys. I have a question for you. Do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to – I think he's going to be at this game. So my question to you, do you think he's going to be in a suite just hanging out, chilling? Or do you think he's going to actually be in the offensive play booth?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that.
I'm wondering if there's an improvement.
I would think in a suite chilling, if I had to guess.
Really? You don't think you'll put on a headset?
No.
All right. I don't think so. I guess that's where my brain is. It's kind of Aaron Rodgers coming in here and listening to the plays. Like, listening to run. You know what I mean? On, like, third and 22. And just being like, dude, what are we doing? Or, you know, or just say something in Zach Wilson's ear. Like, dude, just trust me. Just throw it up. And then if he does throw an interception, it's on Aaron Rodgers. Everyone who's listening, all the coaches are listening. Everyone has a headset. And he's like, yo, Aaron told me to throw to Garrett. I threw to Garrett. It didn't work out. Like, is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, we could all moan about it all week, moan and groan about it all week, but doesn't matter. You know what I mean? They're like, oh, yeah, Aaron told him to do it. He just did it. Like, I'm okay with that kind of stuff, even though it feels so elementary. Like, what are we even talking about right now? So we had a minor improvement, I guess, during the week where we did sign Trevor Siemian. I do think it's hilarious that the last time he played for us, he broke his ankle. Like, it's just crazy. Like, every single quarterback we bring in here just breaks. So we have him as a backup. I don't know if you agree with me here, Greg, but if Trevor Siemian's in the game, it's a total disaster, right? Like, that means, like, things have imploded for the Jets, and we don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn, and now Siemian is in. Like, what are your thoughts of number 14 is coming out, right? All with a helmet on, about to lead a huddle. Like, what are your thoughts?
I think it's like, to your point, it's like Zach Wilson isn't working, so let's get another guy that we don't think is gonna work, but maybe it's like maybe it will work. Like, maybe this time it'll click for Trevor Siemian. Like, I don't think it's any improvement. I think it's another person that it's not gonna work out, but you're just hoping that maybe somehow it goes differently this time.
What do you want them to do, Greg? Like, this is what we said. Like, they have to sign a free agent.
Nothing.
Yeah, like, we know that.
Yeah, I think it's a completely fine signing. I don't think they're wrong for doing anything. I just don't think that it's not like there's no one out there we're going to sign or trade for that's going to, we're going to, like, all of a sudden it's like, okay, we're going to rattle off 6 wins here and get back in the playoff hunt. Like, it's just not going to happen. We made our bed. We signed Aaron Rodgers. We knew that there was risk of injury the whole entire time. We just didn't know it was going to be this bad, and it's that bad. So we're here now.
But yeah, I mean, Derek Carr got injured. You know, Garoppolo's already in and out of games, right? So it's not you chose the old guy type deal.
No, it's football, baby.
Yeah, we tried to sign Henny out of retirement. Didn't work out. Yeah. We know that Matt Ryan and Carson Wentz and Colin Kaepernick were all interested in joining the Jets, which is why it came out in public, because we obviously said no.
Yep.
Siemian signed on a nothing deal, signed to the practice squad, then pulled up. I guess it's fine if he's in the game. I'm not, like, freaking out if he's in the game, right? So I guess it's okay. If Tim Boyle's in the game, I mean, there's no chance. So yeah. I guess I'm okay with that. In terms of trading for anyone, the news has been, of course, we've been talking about Kirk Cousins. You know, one more loss here. If they lose to Carolina, then after that, they have the Chiefs. You know, 0-3 turns into 0-4, turns into 0-5. Trade deadline coming out after, like, week 6, week 7. I could actually see Kirk Cousins' trade happening. On the other hand, you have Tannehill.
Yeah, that's a name I see very popular the last couple days.
Tannehill stinks on the Titans. If the Titans want to maybe take some money, get a guaranteed draft pick. Any thoughts over there? And Mikey's asking if I have any desire for Wentz too. So I guess answer. I know the Jets don't. Just by the news. But Greg, let me know, man. Kirk Cousins, Tannehill, Wentz,
yeah, I think,
or do you just go with Siemian?
I'm good with Siemian for now. I mean, I think. Oh my God! I can't believe we're just having this conversation. I don't think, like, I think Wentz is the same thing as Siemian, except that you've seen some upside before where you haven't seen it with Siemian. Like, you've seen, like, we've all watched Carson Wentz play good football. It's just 7 years ago. So, like, it's like Odell Beckham. It's like, do you want to take a flyer on Odell? I personally didn't because he's old and injured and he's not going to be good. But we've seen him make insane catches before, and he played good in that Rams Super Bowl 3 years ago. So, okay, maybe he still got it. I think that's how I feel about Wentz. It's like going to Trevor Siemian. It's probably not going to work out, but maybe it happens this time for some reason. With Ryan Tannehill, I feel like, you know, I was one of the last ones beating the drum for Ryan Tannehill. I was wrong on that take. He's fallen off over the last 2 years. I think you have a chance to go and get 9 wins with Ryan Tannehill, 8 or 9 wins, and have a mediocre season, maybe make it into the playoffs somehow. A couple teams lose. Maybe you have a chance to do it. I don't think you can make a run with Ryan Tannehill at this point. I think he's just too inconsistent. You're going to have to rely on him to pass. And we saw it was week 2. He actually threw the ball down the field pretty well. And, you know, it was okay, but it's nothing crazy. Kirk Cousins, you can actually go win the Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. So the problem is, to your point from our last episode, I think it was a great point. You have to do it now. Like, you can't go 1-5 and then trade for Kirk Cousins and be like, all right, we're just going to win 10 games. We'll hold my beer. We're just going to win 10 games in a row with a guy who's had the playbook for a week. Like, it's just not going to happen. Yeah. So you have to get it done. I don't see it getting done, but he gives you the best option to win.
Mikey's dying. Just wants a few completions. bar is very low. Doesn't even want touchdowns anymore. I mean, last week I was screaming at the top of my lungs. I'm sitting in the rain. I need points. Like, they were like, everyone's like, no, just get first downs. I was like, no, I'm in the rain. Like, you don't understand. I'm sitting here in the rain. I need points on the board. Right? Yeah. And we finally started to get 17-3 was lurking again. Thankfully, we never got there. It's the most dreaded score of my life. But the question, I guess, here is, man, and We have to start being realistic, right? We talked about all the dream scenarios. The realistic part about this whole thing is Trevor Siemian is here to back up Zach Wilson. It's going to be loud at Jet Life Stadium on Sunday. Everybody's going to be watching. Everybody knows the narrative. And on the other side, it's the Kansas City Chiefs with Mahomes and our kryptonite, the best tight end in the league versus the position that we cannot guard, tight end. They have 3 running backs who all like to catch out of the backfield, our kryptonite. Running backs catching out of the backfield. They have the best quarterback in the league, our kryptonite, best quarterback. Like, yep. They're going to kill us on offense, it seems like, but we have a really good defense, right? So we'll see, and they're going to be hyped up for this game. The question I have for you, Greg, is there any way that Zach Wilson could put the Jets in a position to win this game?
Yes. There's a non-zero chance. Yes. Like, there's a way. It's microscopic chance. It's minuscule. It's never going to happen, but there's a chance, sure. I just don't see how. The only way I see it happening is if it's like we hold the Chiefs to 14 points. Like, if we get a defensive touchdown, it's the same stuff we've said every week now. Okay. Special teams touchdown, defensive touchdown. Some, you know, turn Patrick Mahomes over or Pacheco fumbles the ball in the 30 and we have a short field for Zach Wilson and we're able to make it happen. But to Mikey's point, if we get the ball on the 30-yard line, I don't know if we can punch it into the end zone because I don't know if we can get 2 first downs to get a first and goal from the 10. You just never.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I don't know right now with Zach Wilson. It's tough, but...
So you have no faith?
I have no faith. I'm more nervous about, like, we do our best Bears impression, and there's a lot of talk on Twitter for the first time that I've seen about, like, Robert Saleh losing the defense, Robert Saleh being on the hot seat, Joe Douglas being on the hot seat. Like, what are your thoughts on Zach Wilson's ability to put us in a position to win? Because I want you to answer your own question a little bit. But then I also want to hear your thoughts on, like, is Robert Saleh on the hot seat? Because 3 weeks ago, everyone was watching Hard Knocks, and he was the coolest guy in the world. And now, because Aaron Rodgers gets hurt, all of a sudden he sucks at coaching. Like, I just don't get how that correlates.
Listen, everybody's just frustrated, man. Everybody's just so frustrated, right? I mean, I think I raised my hand as being the most frustrated, but I'm trying not to overreact from week to week. Like, it's a miracle we won week 1. Right, we weren't supposed to win week 2, but we wanted to put up more of a fight, wanted to see something. Right, but yeah. Micah Parsons just killed us. We switched up
but
the
then the comments line. Afterwards by the OC, by Hackett, like, we didn't plan as much from Micah Parsons as we should have. Like, what do you mean? He's the best pass rusher in the league. What do you mean you didn't plan for him enough?
Well, he's probably meant like we didn't plan, meaning like Zach has to run away. Like, we can't, like, it's not like a thing where he could just step in the pocket like everybody else. Like, Zach's not gonna be able to handle this. He's never been with Zach. He doesn't know. He wasn't planning on it the entire offseason. You know what I mean? So we the first one sucked. Last week, I think we all were so frustrated. And I think it's funny seeing Aaron Rodgers' reaction, probably Hackett's reaction. Like, dude, it's one game. Like, we played okay. He had no turnovers, right? Like, yeah, he didn't score, but it was fine. Like, we were in the game till the end. You know what I mean? Like, it's okay. It's just one game. But for
we literally had a chance to win on the last play of the game.
Yeah, and there was no turnovers. But for us, well, it was a Hail Mary. But anyway, we had the ball at least. But for us, it's like, dude, we've seen this, like, I don't even know how many starts. It's like 25 times already, right? So we're getting sick of it already. That's why we're booing him in the first quarter, right?
Yeah, like, that's true, too. It's like, it's funny to think about it like that, but it is like you're saying, it's like Aaron Rodgers walking in or Nathaniel Hackett walking into this thing and people are screaming bloody murder in the second quarter. They're like, yo, what is going on with these guys? Like, why are they booing so hard right now? It's like, dude, we've been doing this for 25 years, Aaron. Like, I know you, it doesn't compute in your head, but like, this has been going on my whole life, my guy. Like, we thought we had something different finally.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's usually the hope is like lingering really far away from us, but the hope is right in front of our face and we all finally grasped it. Yeah, we all had it, and then now we're so mad, right? And that's why we're booing him in the first quarter, like when it's just a three and out, three and out, three and out.
The only thing I can think of that comprehends, John, is one time we just moved out of Kingston to where we are now. So it must have been fourth grade. And randomly one day we're hanging out 4 o'clock-ish. My mom walks into my front door with a dog, with a puppy. And I was just like, did you buy us a dog? Like, do we have a dog right now? And she was like, go play with it like in the other room for a little bit while I call someone. It was the neighbor's dog down the road. I thought we had it for like 30 minutes. I thought we had a dog. And then the neighbor came and picked up their dog and went away. That's the closest like I could think of to being as excited I was for the season. Like, I thought I had a dog. And then all of a sudden, 4 plays in, the dog dies. And I'm back to Zach Wilson. I'm dogless again. I got nothing.
No, you have something. You have a... You're like a gerbil now. So
yeah, I have like a fish. Like, I'm going to go play my goldfish now upstairs. Like, all right, cool. Cool, Zach Wilson. I'm happy I'm here.
It's just trauma. Look what you're doing to us, Zach. This trauma. Greg's reliving. Childhood trauma, wanting a dog. It's tough out here, man.
Yeah. But
yo, I don't think anybody's on the hot seat, dude. It was a freak injury that happened on the first play, and it went from Aaron Rodgers back to Zach Wilson. Everybody agrees that Zach Wilson is 32 out of 30 quarterbacks. I don't know how he's like the 32nd or 33rd on the stat list I saw today on ESPN. I don't know how he's passed the amount of quarterbacks that played. Anyway, he's just last in everything. Meanwhile, we had Aaron Rodgers, right? So I don't think they could possibly get fired for that. I think Hackett, his seat is going to be warm, but he's not getting fired. Nobody's getting fired this year. They have to see it through with Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's going to stay here. He's going to come back next year. It's going to be the same squad on offense. The defense is going to change a little bit here and there. But that's what we're going to be working with, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do I have faith in Zach Wilson? Yes. I honestly, like, I think he can win this game. Right? Now it's crazy talk. Right? Now it's time for some crazy talk. I haven't been impressed by the Chiefs at all this year. Right?
Okay.
Now they finally are healthy, where Kelsey's here and Chris Jones is here. And since then, they've been very impressive, sure. But there's nothing on their defense that scares me. Like, they don't have a Judon. There's no Bill Belichick. Like, I'm not
Chris Jones.
It's Chris Jones. He's good. But I'm actually... Is it weird that I think our offensive line could handle it? Like, if he was a linebacker, I feel like there's no way we would be like, oh, we don't know what to do. We're going to throw to him. He's going to sack us. He's going to be all over the field. I feel like we're going to figure out what to do with a defensive tackle. All right. I just assume so. Okay. I know that's hard, but we have good running backs. They did block well last week.
Yep.
I did like that Aaron Rodgers kind of talking about how the veterans can't be screaming at coaches, kind of how we have to grow up. Shout out to Michael Carter. I think that we're gonna have an impressive game on offense. What's an impressive game on offense for this Zach Wilson Jets team? 2 touchdowns?
Yeah.
Like that's it. Like 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals. I feel like we're in the game. Give me 20 points. We're going to have to hold the Chiefs to a low amount of points, but that's what the Jets do, right? Like, we don't talk about that. This is what I'm sure, again, what, like somebody like Aaron Rodgers who watched the game on TV, is like, his mind's probably blown. Like, nobody's talking about how the defense gave up 0 points in the second half. Yeah. Like, the only 2 points was because of the safety. Yeah. And, like, nobody even mentioned that. Nobody mentioned how we got the ball 2 times within, like, 2 minutes of the game. Because the defense is so good. Like, no one's talking about how we're punting so well, right? I know nobody really cares, but this is things that, as Jets fans, we haven't seen in a while, right? So we're keeping them, the score to really low. I think that Zach Wilson could get in the red zone, right? I think we're going to have defensive turnovers. I love that Pat Mahomes talked about the pick 6 that he gave up to DJ Reed in college. Cool. So maybe DJ Reed gets another turnover. Maybe Sauce Gardner finally has a big Sauce Gardner game, finally gets a turnover. But yeah, I agree with you. We don't have to score though. Like, let's chill out for a second. We don't have to score on special teams to win. I know that's the only way we won so far. I don't think we have to score on defense to win, even though I know that's kind of how we lost week 2. I understand. But I think this defense is going to put us in a position to win, and I don't think Zach Wilson's going to turn over the ball. And maybe he throws in a little more confidence this week. Opens up the playbook a little bit more. Aaron Rodgers in your ear. Everyone talking about Kelsey and Taylor Swift and Pat Mahomes and the 3 running backs. Wide receivers stink. We play a good zone. I think the Jets are going to cover the 9.5 for sure. Shout out at Winning Picks Weekly. But dude, I'm telling you right now, I think the Jets are going to be in a 1 possession game in the last possession of the game.
I hope so. Yeah, to your point, I think we're going to cover. I don't think we're going to win. I got this, like, looking at, like, 24-20. Because we're going to, like you said, 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals. I think that makes sense. We're going to have to do that in order to be in this game. It's 1 fluky play and 1 good drive. That's all you need is 1 fluky 60-yard touchdown, 70-yard touchdown from Garrett Wilson. And then 1 drive. That's all we're asking for. And the drive could start on the 30 or 40. Of the opponent's territory because we got a turnover somehow. It's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day with Travis Kelce. It's going to be a long day with Taylor Swift in the box, hanging out, screaming and yelling. It's going to be a long, long day of just, and it's, my thing is, like, with Patrick Mahomes, like, is he just going to check it down all day? Like, I feel like he's going to try to take some shots. And we saw what happened with Josh Allen week 1. Like, I think there's a chance we get a couple turnovers here. So I think we can keep it close. I just don't see us winning this game. I just don't see us having enough firepower to keep up with the Chiefs because they're going to get their points. They're going to score.
The miracle at MetLife, man. The miracle at MetLife. Mikey says you haven't been impressed by the Chiefs because they haven't played the Jets yet. It's fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, last week was pretty impressive. I mean, they absolutely killed the Bears. But the Bears just don't have anyone.
We're not the Bears. I hope we're not the Bears. I really hope we're not the Bears.
Same.
All right, Greg, any key matchups here? Anybody you're looking for specifically before we get out of here for this? Man. Listen, it should have been Mahomes versus Rodgers. Because it's not, there's no pressure on the Jets.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, before we give you keys to this game, what's your mindset if the Jets win this game?
What do you mean?
Like, if the Jets win, like, does your whole season change? Because Zach Wilson's not going to be impressive, right? Like, we'll assume
nothing at this point will. I'm locked in on my excitement level for this team. Like, I'm I'm trying to do what they say to do in the NFL, not getting too high, not getting too low week in, week out. Like,
all right. So, what if we get smacked?
It literally all depends on how Zach Wilson plays. All I care about is Zach Wilson. Because, dude, there's just something in me that just, again, just feels like, and it depends how everyone plays. Like, if everyone plays, but there's just, like, weird fluky plays, and there's just, like, 80-yard touchdown because someone slipped and fell on the field, it's like, okay, fine. If they methodically walk down the field because our linebackers stink and they just keep dunking it under to Travis Kelce or Noah Gray for 6 yards and they run for another 10 yards all day long, that's fine. Like that's how you beat us. That's how you've beaten us for 10 years and no one's willing to do anything about it. So what are we going to do? Like, that's fine. But if everyone else plays good, if our offensive line looks good, like the key matchups I'm looking for are offensive line play and how healthy everyone can stay. We know Mekhi Becton's, God willing, going to be left tackle for the next 3 weeks because Dwayne Brown went on IR, so he's out for at least 4. So he's going to be our left tackle. How does he look? How does he play? AVT, right tackle. How does he look? How does he play? I don't know what's going on at the center position. I'm not sure if it's going to be Pittman again or if McGovern's back.
Pittman's on the guard.
So how Pittman looks... Again, those three guys, if those three guys can figure it out, that's fine. That's something to look at for the future. Zach Wilson, same thing. It all just comes down to how he looks. Like if he can figure this thing out, we can make a run. It might not be this year. It might not be next year. But it could be for the next 15 years because we have healthy young guys. Zach Wilson's going to play, if he can figure it out, for 10 more years, 15 more years. Okay. He has 10, the arm 15 talent. Years.
Relax. Okay, so to take it back even more, do you think Simeon's going to play in this game?
No. Not unless Zach gets hurt.
What if Zach just does nothing? What if Zach basically
Trevor
has
Simeon,
the same exact
Trevor
half
Simeon's
he has
going to know
week.
4 plays of the playbook. He just showed up today or yesterday.
So no matter
what,
know
anything.
So no matter what, Zach Wilson finishes this game if he's healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
4 interceptions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't think you do. I know that we were established last episode that Robert Saleh is a liar. So I don't know if you know he's been saying now for weeks Zach Wilson's the guy. So if he is continuing his path of lying, then, yeah, it would make sense that he would pull Zach Wilson if he throws, like, 2 interceptions in the first half. But I just don't think you bring in a veteran guy like Trevor Siemian, give him the playbook for, like, 48 hours, and then you're like, all right, go play the Chiefs now. Like, that's just, like, insane to me to try to do to someone. So I still think that's how it works in the NFL. Like, I think that would just be a bad look for everyone. So, yeah, I think if Zach Wilson is healthy, he's going to play this game out. We're going to ride it out. If we get blown out, we get blown out. It's the Chiefs or the champions. Like, it happens.
All right. What's your prediction on this game?
24-20. The only time I do see it maybe in the future a QB change is after the bye week. Like, we have the Chiefs. I don't see us changing going into the Broncos game.
We could be Broncos
again,
and Broncos.
It's just not enough time. Then you have the Eagles. It's like, why would you bring your new guy in to go up against the Eagles?
And then
you
have a bye. Then the Giants.
And then, right. So then it's
and
like,
then
okay.
Monday night Chargers after that at home.
Yeah. So you have a little bit of time to kind of figure it out. So, 24-20 for this game. Like I said, I think we cover. I think it's going to be ugly. The only way we're going to be able to stay in this game is if we can get some stops on defense and some turnovers. So we're going to need to make it happen. We couldn't make it happen against Mac Jones. It's going to be tough to make it happen against Patrick Mahomes, but we're going to have to do something here.
Good old Dirty McCorkle. Yeah, I mean, I also bet the score, but I think it's going to be Chiefs 20, Jets 17.
Oh.
2 touchdowns and a field goal for us. I think we'll hold them to 20 points. I think we'll have the ball at the end trying to score. Hopefully, Zach Wilson proves me wrong. We win this game. Oh, nothing will make me happy in the world. And I'm ready for this team is so good, and they're winning despite Zach Wilson talk. I missed that talk from last year. Remember when we were winning, and every week it was we're winning, and Zach Wilson's not turning it over, so we're winning despite him. What should we do? I wish we were back there. And I'm hoping this is the type of game where we could persevere and win. And then we're back to Denver for, I mean, everybody has something to win for in that game, whether it's Hackett, whether it's Breece Hall, right? Whether it's Zach Wilson. So if we win this game, Greg, we're going to make the playoffs. I don't think we're going to win this game. But if we win this game, I actually think that the New York Jets are going to make the playoffs, which is insane. So let's see. Let's remain positive. I like that. We're going to go through the whole full slate, have a whole full Sunday before this game turns on. But then I hate that everybody and their mom, literally and their mom, because of yeah. Taylor Swift, is going to be watching this game. So it's going to be one. It's going to be one for the books, man. I really wish it was Rodgers and Mahomes, but we never had the puppy, man. We never had that girl. Never happened, nope. Bro. Never happened. Thank you guys for listening. Let us know what you think about this game. We know Mikey is, he's sitting here thinking about desiring Carson Wentz. So we know he's going through it. Yeah. Let us know what you think about this game. Let us know what your prediction for the score is. As always, Knicks Coming, Jets Coming, ETC period on YouTube. At Winning Picks Weekly. So where Greg is. Where we have our games. We do the gambling full slate for college and for NFL. That comes out tomorrow on the YouTube. Hit us up there. And let's go Jets, man. I think this is going to be a one-possession game, man. I think the Jets are going to surprise the world. I really do think the Jets are going to shock the world. We're back to being the joke Jets. Like, we have to make a stand, man. We have Fireman Ed making videos going home. Like, we have the memes coming out now about the Jets. The guy losing his tooth. Like, you know, everybody, the Achilles injury. It's the same old Jets. Quarterback can't play. Defense is good. It's the same old Jets, man. It's finally time for everybody to feel that in the building and to finally change the narrative, man. You beat the Kansas City Chiefs. You beat Taylor Swift at home on Sunday Night Football. Everything. This is more than a game if you win it. Like, if you win it, it's more than a one. It's more than a one. It's more than a win combo. It's not all just a game. No way. Everything changes. And you go into next week at Denver. It's a juicy game.
Yeah.
Win this game, man. Win this game in front of the Jet Life Stadium fans. Oh, my God. We're going to go insane if that happens. So let's do it. JTS, Jets, Jets, Jets. We out. Shout out, Garrett.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.